Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, March 14, 2026. This is our part 3 of our chapter 31 entitled A Day of Judgment. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. We are going to ask our dear brother to be able to share the tiny thought hymn to our theme, if he's able to share it. If not, we can be able to help him along.
Merci, merci. The judgment is set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action God the righteous judge shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? The work is begun with those that are sleeping. Soon will the living here be tried. Out of the books of God's remembrance, his decision to abide. How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? Oh, how shall we stand that moment of searching, when all our sins those books reveal, when from that court each case decided shall be granted no appeal? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. We are going to ask any of the little ones, by the help of their parents or even elder sibling, to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Father, blessings, dear ones. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall they labor and do all thy work, and the seventh is the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people in the Sabbath, the people that's during the Sabbath. Please protect the family in the Sabbath, and please protect the review or the new things we're going to learn today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear little one. It is story time for our precious tiny talk. For their lesson, let's have a listening ear for our dear brother. We'll share part 3 of our chapter 31 entitled A Day of Judgment in the storybook of the story of Jesus.
All right. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the following books. The opening verse in Scripture is taken from Genesis 6:5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his heart was only evil continually. My, that sounds like today. 2 Peter 3:5 says, For this they willingly are ignorant, ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. And verse 6, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. And verse 6 of 2 Peter 3, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. He destroyed the world the first time with water, and the next time with fire. 1 Thessalonians 5:3, for when they shall say, peace and safety, and they're saying it, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. God saw the wickedness of man, that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6:5. It was because of their wickedness that the people of that time were destroyed. Men are doing the same things today. What would Ellen White say if she could know what they're doing this year? Gluttony, intemperance, untamable passions, evil practices are filling the earth with wickedness. In Noah's day, the world was destroyed by water. God's word teaches that it is now to be destroyed by fire. By the word of God, the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. 2 Peter 3:5-7. The people before the flood mocked God's warnings. They made fun of them. They called Noah a fanatic and an alarmist. I think today they'd call him a racist. That's what everybody is categorized as now. Great and learned men declared that such a flood of waters as he foretold had never been known, and that it would never come. Hasn't happened in the past, can't happen in the future. Today, God's word is little heeded. Men laugh at its meanings. Multitudes are saying, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the world. There is nothing to fear. At this very time, destruction is coming. While men ask in scorn, where is the promise of his coming? The signs are fulfilling, and men don't recognize it. They blame it on global warming. When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, and they shall not escape. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. This is taken from The Story of Jesus by Ellen White, page 181. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing the first part of our lesson entitled A Day of Judgment, Part 3 in our Tiny Tot lesson book, The Story of Jesus. And that will take place there on March 21st, 2026. Welcome to all those precious family that are just coming in. And remember, little ones, how shall we stand in the great day? How shall we stand in the great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. We are going to ask any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests to open our family section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have it, blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning, and please protect us. Please protect the people who are here, people who are not here. Please protect me and the people who are listening to the recording, the people who are not listening to the recording, and the people who are not able to join them from a sickness. Please protect the word that we're going to be learning, and please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear family. It is time for Tanitas and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We're still in our topic, Mummies of the Bible. So this Sabbath, boys and girls, mummies and daddies, and our guests, we will continue with our fifth topic entitled A Lion's Life of our nature segment, Mummies of Prey, Lions. And we are going to hand it to our dear brothers to share.
Shout blessings, everyone. Here are our Bible verses for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible. So taken from Family Bible Lesson, or FBL, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 10, Walking on Water. The Bible verses for our nature segment, Lesson 10, entitled Walking on Water. The open scripture is taken from Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And we also read Matthew 14:30-31. It says, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And over here on our left we read a lion's life. Where is the dwelling of the lion and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked in the lion's whelp, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lioness, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with ravens for prey. Nahum 2:11-12. And our memory verse for today is Isaiah 43:2, which you read earlier. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And the character quality of the whole story is thankfulness versus gratitude. Thankfulness is the expression of gratitude to others, to God and to others, how they have benefited one's life. And today we'll be reading about Lesson 5, A Lion's Life. Nature, A Lion's Life. Where is the dwelling of the lion and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked and the lion's whelp, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with ravens or prey. Nahum 2:11-12. The lion likes to have companions more so than any other cat. A pride, or group of them, may have 10 to 20 lions or more. Each pride may have from 1 to 5 adult males, several lions, and cubs. These lions may not always be together. Sometimes they hunt apart. When they come back together, they greet one another by rubbing the cheeks. It is interesting that the lion's family is joined together in a pride. Satan and his angels are joined together in another kind of pride, a roaring lion, and it is what unites his earthly followers, this pride of character. A pride is like a family. The disciples were like a family. They travel with and stay close to Jesus. Sometimes Jesus would be gone for a short time, but they always join together again. As a Christian today, we are a part of Jesus' family. Life in the pride is peaceful. Lions usually spend most of the day, about 20 hours, sleeping or resting. Cubs play with one another by chasing each other and wrestling or attacking mother's tail. Cubs will nurse any lioness that has milk, not just their own mother. Pride lions spend much time cleaning and preening over one another's fur. They will continue even after it is clean. While they never purr in pleasure, they hum instead. Lions walk around 5 miles or 8 kilometers in a day. If they have had plenty to eat, they rest 24 hours. If hungry, they walk up to 15 miles or 24 kilometers in a day looking for food. Pride will stay in a specific area. In that territory is usually food and water for the lion. The size of the territory depends on how much prey there is. A lion's territory reminds us to stay off Satan's ground. Satan has 3 tiles that show his hatred against God's people. 1 is a dragon to show his malice, and 2 a serpent and to show his subtlety, and 3 a lion to show his strength. Let's learn the meaning of Satan's 3 tiles that show his character. Holy Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy. That lead to the law and the testimonies, Isaiah 8:20. 1, a dragon to show his malice. 2, a serpent to show subtlety. 3, a lion to show his strength. And on our bottom left, we read the great dragon called the devil of Satan, that old serpent called the devil of Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. From knowingjesus.com. And on our bottom right, we read Satan, the roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So, from Revelation 12:9 and 1 Peter 5:8. Our first word is malice. Malice is a noun, and its Latin word for it is malicia, from malice or evil. Extreme enmity of heart or malevolence, a disposition to injure others without cause from mere personal gratification or from a spirit of revenge, unprovoked malignity or spite, nor set aught in malice. Malice also can be a verb tense. It means to regard with extreme ill will, not use. Malice conversation must be from the testimonies, page 175, death as a result of cherishing, the Mount of Blessing, page 56. Do not resent and ripen into seven testimonies, page 261. God abhors, in the 7th Bible Commentary, page 940. Listed under general heading of jealousy of life sketches, page 242, and testimonies church volume 4, page 385. Ministers should put away all, from second testimonies, page 516. Satan constantly seeks to introduce among God's people, from Acts of the Apostles, page 305, fifth testimonies, page 242. Weight that must be laid aside to win race for mortality, Acts the Apostles, page 312. See also bitterness, enmity, hatred. And supplement, hearts inspired with the upward look, page 122, paragraph 2. And from Jesus' love in the soul never leads to our high calling, page 234, paragraph 5. Our second word is subtlety. Subtlety is a noun. Its definition, first one is the quality or state of being subtle into something subtle. And subtle as an adjective, see subtle, subtle. It means to be sly in design, artful, cunning, insinuating, applied to persons as a subtle foe. Cunningly devises a subtle stratagem. And the word subtle itself is also an adjective. Its Latin is subtilis. This word is often written subtle, but less properly. Here are the seven definitions for it. One, thin, it means thin, not dense or gross, as subtle air, subtle vapor, or subtle medium. Two is nice, fine, or delicate. Three is acute, piercing, as subtle pain. Four is sly, artful, cunning, crafty, insinuating, as a subtle person, subtle adversary. Five, planned by art, deceitful, as a subtle scheme. And six, deceitful, and treacherous. And finally, seven, refined, fine, acute, as a subtle argument. Definitions are from the old Webster's Dictionary from 1828, from EDW's CD-ROM. And here, from Manuscript Releases, number 1316, where it's the parent. The heart is the citadel of the being. Fathers and mothers, by faithful instruction, guard the hearts of your children against evil. Forget not the subtlety of the enemy who seeks to gain entrance into the heart, that he may take possession of the whole being. Once firmly seated on the throne of the heart, no human power can cast him from his stronghold. 18th Manuscript Releases, Volume 109, page 119, paragraph 5. And finally, our third word, strength. Strength is a noun. He also draws concordance. The first definition is that property or quality of an animal body by which it is enabled to move itself or other bodies. We say a sick man has not strength to walk or to raise his head or his arm. We say a man has strength to lift a weight or to draw it. This quality is called also power and force. But force is also used to denote effect of strength exerted or the quantity of motion. Strength, in this sense, is positive, or the power of producing positive motion or action, as opposed to weakness. Definition two is firmness, solidity, or toughness. The quality of beings by which they sustain the application of force without breaking or yielding. Thus we speak of the strength of a bone, the strength of a beam, the strength of a wall, the strength of a rope. In this sense, strength is a passive quality as opposed to weakness or frangibility. Finally, the last definition, third one, power or vigor of any kind. This act shall crush the strength of Satan. Strength there must be either of love or war. More definitions from Noah Webster's Dictionary. And here's the key word for where strength comes from. The word strong. Strong is an adjective, both from Greek and Latin. The sense of the radical word is to stretch, strain, draw, or probably from the root of stretch and reach. One definition for strong is having physical active power or great physical power, having the power of exerting great bodily force vigorously. A patient is recovering from sickness, but is not yet strong enough to walk. A strong man will lift twice his own weight, that our oxen may be strong to labor. Psalm 144:14. Horses is the strong to greater strength must yield. In most prides, the males are brothers, They patrol the edges of their territory, keeping out other males and protecting the pride from predators like hyenas and leopards. Male lions mark their area so no strange animals will hunt in their territory. They will warn an intruder by roaring and scoring a scent in the urine on the bushes. If the warnings are ignored, the stranger may be attacked. The lions must be alert and watchful. Peter was not watchful and almost lost his life. Thankfully, Jesus was there to rescue him. He cried for help. The pride is like a family for years, but some changes take place. All male cubs are chased from the territory by their fathers when they are 2 to 3 years of age. Sometimes, in Christian families, people leave and choose another master. The young males wander until they are completely grown. They then may challenge some pride's males. If they win, they take over the territory and the lioness is there. Lions in captivity live about 20 to 25 years. Here we read from one of the slides from earlier before. A pride of lions is like a family. What is a pride? A pride is a group of lions that live together. The members of the pride spend days in several scattered groups that meet to hunt or share a meal. Each pride has its own territory that it defends, ranging from 20 square kilometers or 8 square miles. If food is abundant, to 400 square kilometers, or around 150 square miles, if food is sparse. Information from www.britannica.com/animal/lion. Explore here everything you need to know about how long do lions live. Member of the cat family, lions are territorial and social animals. They are the kings and queens of the forest and one of the most discussed animals on the planet. Lions are considered the symbol of bravery, boldness, and courage. Belongs to the cat family, this wildlife animal has muscular bodies, long tails, rounded heads, and ears. In addition, male lions are typically larger than their females. Moreover, if we talk about how long do lions live, we see that they have a larger lifespan in captivity rather than the wild. People generally don't know much about the lifespan of a lion, and a lion is loved and worshipped by many due to his kingly nature. He can also be found in people's lives as a figurative sign of cultural symbolism. How long do lions live? And here is a lion's life cycle. First, they're born. Here they are 10 days old. From 10 days old, they start walking. From 4 to 6 weeks old, introduction to pride. For 6 months, they're weaned. In 11 months, females learn to hunt. From 3 to 4 years old, able to produce young. From 5 to 6 years old, fully grown. And the life expectancy is about 20 years. Information from www.artofit.org. /image gallery/lion life cycle. How do lions age? This chart shows how the mature cubs are 1 to 2 years. They have no forehead hair or short mohawk. They have bare shoulders, smooth face, 10 to 30% of black nose, and sharp white teeth. The subadults, they're from 3 to 4 years. They have short or long mohawk. They have bare shoulders. They're 30 to 50% of a black nose, no or minor facial scarring, and sharp light yellow teeth. The prime adults, those, they're 5 to 6 years. Their forehead is covered, but no mohawk. Their shoulder or filling in. They have minor facial scarring. They're 50 to 70% of a black nose. And they have lightly worn light yellow teeth. And finally, the older adults, those 70 years and older, They have a slack jowl. They have long or thinning frizzy mane. They have a covered shoulder. They finally have the 70 to 100% of a black nose. They have heavy facial scarring, and they have heavily worn dark yellow teeth. Yeah. Yes, Sister Christina, the male lions will kill male cubs. They'll even kill female cubs as well. So they, after all, they don't want no competition with their, with the cubs they plan to make, with the females they pick. Anyway, continuing, how long do lions live? Their average lifespan. Are you wondering how long do lions live? Lions are predators roaming freely in the wild. However, issues like natural threats and disasters, food availability, diseases, and life threats from humans, all these factors play a significant role in their lifespan. Although they are considered the most harmful predators in wildlife, they still are exposed to various threats like disease and more. Lions might make up to more than 25 years lifespan. However, generally, they don't succeed to survive that age naturally. In the wild, they can live only about 10 to the 15 year maximum. Nevertheless, if they are given proper food and care, they can have an increase in life period of more than 20 years of living in captivity. Their lifespan and how long do lions live depends on where they are living. Information on how long do lions live, explore the lion lifespan. How long do lioness live in the wild? In addition, the average age of a female lion in the wild is approximately 16 years, and for a male lion is more or less 9 to 10 years. After a certain time period, 10 years, they start to become weak and unhealthy. Their health becomes becomes worse and worse, and their ability to provide for themselves also gets decreased with time. However, female lions tend to live a couple of years more than male lions, which are because of various factors. Females don't usually have to fight for power when they're older. In addition, when mate lions have fights with each other, or the time they attack each other, they usually leave lionesses alone. Females in fights are always safe and protected. However, males often get caught in fights that lead to their death as well. How long do lions live without food? People often have questions like, how long do lions live without proper consumption of food? The answer to this question is lions can survive for about 2 to 3 weeks without food. In addition, if a lion is well protected, healthy, and away from other risks, it can make up for the longer period. Moreover, the maximum recorded time for a lion to live without sufficient consumption of food is about a month. A lion's life, or summary conclusion, lions can do quite well in captivity rather than in the wild, making it up to more than 25 years on average. Like two lions who are named Zenda and Arjun. Zenda and Arjun are the perfect examples of lions that live long in captivity, and that's for a reason. Regular and constant access to food or proper food consumption, being insulated from fights and conflicts, and availability of medical care and treatments contribute to their overall life expectancy in captivity. So now you have enough information about how long your lions live and their average lifespan as a whole. Our closing quotes for today is entitled Living Faith, Psalm 103, E5, King's Version. The follower of Christ must have faith abiding in the heart, for without this, it is impossible to please God. Faith is the hand that takes hold of infinite help is the medium by which the renewed heart is made to beat in unison with the heart of Christ in her endeavors to reach her home. The eagle is often beaten down by the tempest and the narrow defiles of the mountains. The clouds in black, angry masses sweep between her and the sunny heights where she secures her nest. For a while, she seems bewildered and dashes this way and that, beating her strong wings as if to sweep back the dense clouds. She awakens the doves of the mountains with her wild cry and her vain endeavors to find a way out of her prison. At last, she dashes upward into the blackness and gives a shrill scream of triumph as she emerges a moment later in the calm sunshine above. The darkness and tempest are all below her, and the light of heaven is shining about her. She reaches her loved home in the lofty crag and is satisfied. It was through darkness that she reached the light. It cost her an effort to do this, but she is rewarded and gained the object which she sought. This is the only course we can pursue as followers of Christ. We must exercise that living faith which will penetrate the clouds that, like a thick wall, separate us from heaven's light. We have heights of faith to reach where all is peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Messages to Young People, pages 102, paragraphs 3 and 4 to page 103, paragraph 1. From Messages to Young People, Chapter 26, entitled The Fight of Faith. Next Sabbath, by God's grace and our review, we will learn more about our fifth topic, Alliance Life. Our closing hymn for our Taught Studies entitled, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. If anyone would like to sing a verse, bubble up.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above.
Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent praise. Our fears, our hope, our aims are one, our comforts and our cares.
We fear our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear.
When we are called to part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again. Next week, we will review the first part of our part 3 entitled A Day of Judgment in our study book, The Story of Jesus. I'll turn the mic back to them now.
Dear ones, we have come to the ending of the toddlers program and the segment of the nature part. We are going to ask any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or our guests that would like to close for prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Loving Father in heaven, we thank you once again for a good study on lions. Help us to develop their good characteristics and not the bad ones. Be with each person that took part and be with each one that came to this meeting today. Forgive us for our sins and prepare us to receive the latter rain. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be March the 21st, 2026, we will review our part 3 of our chapter 31 entitled A Day of Judgment. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless each and every one in Jesus' precious name. Amen.